Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. Just thought I'd drop you a quick line to say, hey, thank you for supporting the podcast. Myself and the whole team really appreciate it. And we've decided to give back, and we've done that via our Patreon, which is a great way for you to show us a little bit of love by supporting us and becoming a patron of the show. And in return, we will give you extra episodes that we only give to our patrons. Plus, on top of that, you get all of the content that we deliver on our free feed earlier than usual and ad-free, because, well, why are we going to make you listen to ads if you've just helped us out by giving a little to us? So here's a little taster of what you can expect on our Patreon feed. So for years, Nick, the FBI secretly ran an encrypted communications app used by organized crime in order to surreptitiously collect its users' messages and monitor criminals' activity on a massive scale, according to a new unsealed court document. In all, the elaborate operation netted more than 20 million messages from over 12,000 devices used by suspected criminals.
So basically, right, this is essentially the biggest, or one of the biggest, catfish operations there is. They've basically set up, like, catfishing, normally you set up like a fake profile and trick someone with that. They've set up a fake network. So everybody that's joining this network has been catfished.
Mad, isn't it? It's mental. Like, it is. When I first saw this, I was like, this sounds like a good movie, you know. This could be a good Netflix binge, innit?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably watch it.
So usually I think what happens is if the FBI believe somebody is a criminal and they have incriminating evidence on their phone or whatever, they have to approach the network and be like, hey, can we have some data on this person, because, or some information or some audio or some video, because we think maybe we need to tap their phone because they're doing dodgy stuff. But we know that companies are very proud of the fact that they don't share information without real reason, or they just don't share it at all.
They don't like sharing their data, one, but also on a slightly separate tip. This is why the FBI that were beefing Apple
not that long ago.
Apple essentially said, we're not going to allow you access to criminals or dead people's phones, because that's like unethical of us as a company. And the FBI were fuming about it.
Yeah, absolutely pissed. Like, Apple could give the FBI a code where it just unlocks any phone, and they're like, nah, mate, nah, nah. And what are you going to do as the police, yeah? Government funded, yeah? You've probably got a lot of money if you're the FBI as well. But you ain't richer than Apple. They're the richest company in the world, or one of, should we say.
Facts.
Yeah, there you go. So let's say they obtain this data illegally or legally. Next thing they have to do, if they haven't been given an encryption code, is crack that encryption to make sure they get the data, especially if someone's using an end-to-end encrypted app, like with WhatsApp. But once everyone finds out that that's happening, or the first few people get bagged for evidence that's on their phones, well, you know what's going to happen. Everyone's going to stop using that app, smash all their phones, and move on to the next thing. It's not very efficient. It's just got the FBI starting the cycle again. They just go for another app. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the FBI would have to start all of this thing, everything
chasing
from
your tail, basically.
Exactly. So it wouldn't achieve optimum results. So the FBI, like in the sketch you heard at the start, took it to a whole new operation. I like the name of this operation. It was a covert one called Trojan Shield. That's the right name, isn't it?
Trojan Shield.
Yeah. Do you know what? Also would be a great name for a new type of condom, wouldn't it? I mean, the info ad for it, innit?
Brand new Trojan Shield, 4 times wetter, 5 times more feeling, and 7 times less likely to break.
I mean, to be honest with you, Trojan Shield makes it sound like there'll be no feeling, like extra thick, you know what I mean? Like, which on the one hand, when it comes to Rumpy Pumpy, you know, especially when it's the first time, right? Yeah. Because when it's the first time, you want to put in a good shift, yeah? So, like, where do you stand on the scale? I'm going off on a real tangent here, but on the scale of, like, do you want the really feather light ones where it might be over before it started, or do you want the extra safe where you can just go and go and go and go?
I think you're onto something here. This is you could market this as a niche condom. So again, like the infomercial for this would be like,
hey, is this you?
Is it in yet?
Well, this could be for you. New Trojan Shield. 4 times thicker. 4 times drier. She won't even know you're in. You won't even know you're in. Buy Trojan Shield now. Packs come in 1 because you won't need anything else.
That's sick, bruv. I'd love that.
Trust me, just keep it on. Yeah.
Yeah, just wear it. Can you imagine the advert as well? Them showing that, like, you know, they like to have extreme adverts showing how thick it is. They'll have like somebody with their pecker in it, or they'd have like a fake pecker in it, and you'd have someone hammering it like kunk, kunk, kunk.
Trojan Shields. Bulletproof. Feeling proof. Be like, just for you.
The tagline could be
Trojan Shield. So thick, you don't even need to be hard.
Just, you know, like
oh mate, it's awesome. Oh mate, I would love to see that, man. Or you could have just like a sheriff gets shot and the bullet hits their shield.
Pull out
like,
their pack of condoms.
Take out a pack of their condoms and go, oh my god. Thank you, Trojan. And there's not even a dent on the pack. You get me? And whoever, can you imagine, if a guy jumped in front of a bullet for a lovely lady, this would be a great advert. Trojan, if you use this, me and Nick are taking our 20%. If he jumps in front of a woman, saves her by getting shot in the chest and takes out the Trojan packet and the bullet is in the condom packet, but the condom is untouched. She could look at the condom packet, he could look at it, and the advert would end with them looking at each other and we're thinking, they're going to use that Trojan Shield.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's going to come in handy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we've basically created a condom brand for something that isn't even a condom. So, I mean, we're wasting our time here a little bit.
Exactly. Operation Trojan Shield of our own. Right, anyway, so as simple as it sounds at this point, the FBI took control of a communications company called Anom. So what they did is this company was in its infancy, and they turned this company, Anom, into a wide-reaching honeypot with which the suspected criminal users came to them instead of the FBI trying to find them. So Anom, I reckon that stands for anonymous, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I think that's a bit obvious for something that's trying to be low-key.
I mean, depends how suspicious you are, because some people are just naturally super suspicious, whereas like other people are just like, hey, have you been on Anom? It's such a great app. Oh my god, you need to use Anom.
Yeah, it's so good, man. On the dark web. Hey, I usually use No Crime Is Happening in this, but you know, I'm gonna switch over to Anom. Okay, yeah. It sounds more snappy.
I normally use IBF. Backwards for FBI, innit?
Oh shit! Oh. Hey, you got me. Oh, that's wicked.
See?
Oh, yeah, wicked. So yeah, in 2021, it all came out and they shared this information with the Australian Federal Police, aka the AFP. I've never heard of the AFP before.
Australian Federal. I feel like I have heard of it, but like I've heard of the AFP, but I didn't realise it was the Australian Federal Police. It does sound gangster. It's a bit like in Spain. And they've also got something called the Guardia. Is it the Guardia Civil?
Yeah, the proper ones.
They wear like green outfits. And it's basically like when you're on holiday, everybody says, don't fuck with those guys. Yeah, Guardia Civil. It means civil guard. It's the oldest law enforcement agency in Spain.
I'm waiting for CSI AFP. Or I at least want to see like an Australian movie where someone kicks down the door. FBI, get on the ground, you can't. You nicked, you can't. Get on the ground.
Australians love swearing, man. I thought I was bad. Like Aussies, you lot, if there's any Aussies listening to this, you take the biscuit when it comes to swearing.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is a joke by someone else that I'm nicking here, but like in Australia, if they call you a cunt, you're cool, right? Hey, how you doing, you cunt? Yeah, but if they call you mate, it is a big problem. That things are not cool. They're not your mate, right? Listen, mate. All right, cool. I just want you to chill out, mate. Do you know what I mean? Oh, he's a good
so
camp.
True.
He's a good camp. That's what they say. Yeah, he's a good camp. Nick Bright. Yeah, he's a good camp. Marcus. Yeah, he's a good camp. Good camp him. Mm. So maybe the FBI would be like, AFP,
no!
Get on the ground, mate. All right. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, they started making arrests immediately. How did they infiltrate? Well, check this for a cheeky move, right? There you go. That's a little taster of what you can get when you're listening to the patron-only episodes of How to Kill an Hour. If you are still only dedicated to our free feed, that's fine. There's plenty there for you to enjoy and kill time with. And if you do want to show us a little bit of love and in return for that, get bonus episodes that are only for patrons and, of course, all of our regular content without ads, then feel free to click the link in the show description or just head to patreon.com/How to Kill an Hour. Anyway, I'll be in the ear holes real soon. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.